Amen. Beloved, the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 37 that the Spirit of the Lord whisked Ezekiel to a valley. And the Bible said the valley was full of dry bones. Oh, you didn't hear me. The valley was full of what? Dry bones. And they were not only dry, but they were very, very dry. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord asked Ezekiel, will these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, I don't know. You are the creator. How do I know? And then God said, yes, Ezekiel, you have answered right. But I command you, prophesy unto the bones. The Bible says Ezekiel prophesied and the bones resurrected. Beloved, tonight, every dry bones in our lives, every dry bones militating our progress, every dry bones militating our miracle, tonight, they are going to resurrect in your life. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said they are going to resurrect in your life. Shall we be on our feet as we welcome the ministration of our pastor, Reverend Cephas Agbese.
Papa, tonight we thank you. Indeed, your presence is here. Holy Spirit, administer your power. Let your eminence fill this place. Saturate the atmosphere with your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, let sicknesses disappear. Let your people be liberated tonight. In the name of Jesus. So let it be, O God. Amen. Please be majestically seated in the house of God. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. 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 Without any further delay, open your Bible with me to the book of James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Last Friday, we had a very awesome time in prayer, and as we were praying, the Lord laid something on my heart that I wanted to deal with that Friday, but the time was well, divided among our speakers, and I didn't want to prolong you and take adequate time, so I left it. Amen. Tonight, if God should permit and I should bear that same grace, we shall enter that same realm of what the Lord wanted me to deal with. It was something that God revealed to me in 2012, and it has been knocking my spirit down. Amen. Are you in the book of James? We are going back to the same subject I have been dealing with for a period of time now. Today I brought my personal Bible. There is a reason for it. Even though the tablet is here, I brought my personal Bible because there are certain messages that only my Bible can really talk about it well. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with the subject, the supremacy of prayer, part 3. The supremacy of prayer, part 3. Now, if you will bear with me, for those of you who are very much new to what I'm about to speak on, I don't want to spend too much time. I only have 15 minutes of your time today, and then we'll get into prayer. I have some guys that I've been praying with, about four or five guys I've been praying with every Saturday, and I bear witness of their spirit. And every Friday from now and then, they will be leading prayers after the preaching, and then we'll enter ministration after that. Because I believe that there is a tangible calling of God over their life. And I want you to know that these are guys that I have tested in spirit. I've been praying with them, and I vouch for them. Amen. Last week, if you permit me to go briefly to last week, before I come to what I want to deal with you today for the benefit of those of you who are here with us. Last week, I gave you 10 reasons why prayer is supreme. 10 reasons why prayer is supreme. I will just throw that points to you, and then I will just not even discuss it. Holy Ghost, help me. Amen. Number one, prayer is supreme because it negates the abilities of man. Prayer is supreme because it negates the abilities of man. In other words, a man that prays has denied himself of his own qualifications, his own abilities, his own capabilities to perform. A man that prays has declared his reliance upon Almighty God, and he has denied his own abilities. And in fact, I mean, as the man prays, he is saying that, God, I cannot do it. Number two, prayer is supreme because it activates the potency of Almighty God. So it deactivates the ability of a man, and it activates the potency of Almighty God. It activates the potency of Almighty God. In other words, the moment I enter the posture of prayer, I have tapped into the power and the abilities of God, so that it is no longer my abilities in play, but it is the ability and power of God in play. Number three, prayer is supreme because prayer can do that which man cannot do. Prayer is supreme because prayer can do that which man cannot do. The reason is because a man that prays has moved from the natural into the supernatural. And therefore, that which he does is no longer a natural thing, but is now a supernatural thing. I don't have time to explain this. I did that last week, so let me run to the points. Number four. Prayer is supreme because prayer can do that which Almighty God can do. If Almighty God can do it, then prayer can do it. Because prayer is the invitation of Almighty God to come and act on behalf of humanity. So if God is able, then prayer is able. The reason is because of the very fact that prayer is that which takes from God and brings into manifestation. So if God can do it, then prayer can do it. I want your mind to go as far as that which God can do. I want your mind to go as far as the unlimited abilities and the capabilities of Almighty God. For the Bible said that this is the confidence that we have in him, that whatsoever things, there is no limitation to a man that prays. For Jesus said to the man that if thou can believe, all things are possible. It is only God that dwells in the realms of the impossible. But a man that prays has entered the impossibilities. Number five, the day I pray is the day I lose my natural qualifications. The day I pray is the day I lose my natural qualifications. In other words, the day I pray is the day I gain supernatural abilities. Number six, prayer is supreme because it is the invocation of the supernatural into the natural. It is the invocation of the supernatural into the natural. It calls the things that are not in existence as though they be. Prayer calls the things that it does not see. So that a man may be poor today, but with the weapon of prayer, that man can speak as though he has it. So the Bible said, let the weak say that I am strong, and let the poor say that I am rich. It is only the tendency of prayer that can cause a man to speak with that audacity of faith. Prayer invokes the supernatural. For the Bible said, that which God has desired to do, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither have it entered into the mouth of mortal men, that which Almighty God has desired to do for them that love him. The Bible said, the secrets of the Lord are with them that love him. It takes prayer to know the secrets of God. Almighty God has secrets. Almighty God has things that he has told no one. Almighty God has things that nobody knows about, but it will take prayer to buy into the mind of Almighty God and to know those mysterious things that nobody else has ever known before. If your Christianity revolves around this book, then you are at fault. If your Christianity is limited to the Bible, then you are at fault. Because a man that prays understand that there is revelation knowledge. A man that prays know that when I go down to pray, the Bible comes alive. That the things that I knew not before, I began to understand it. Because the mortal man now becomes a spirit man. The Bible says, what manner of man knoweth the mind of another man except that same man? And the Bible says, what? The Bible says, who knoweth the mind of God except the Spirit of God himself? There are possibilities for a man to know the mind of God, for a man to know what God is taking today. There are possibilities. The Bible says, who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? But a man that enters the posture of prayer has left the natural and entered the supernatural and has formed allegiance and alliance with the Holy Spirit, and he can now know the mind of God because the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God. A man that prays, say yes unto the Holy Ghost, that wherever you go, let me go. Whatever you see, let me see. Whatever you hear, let me hear. Whatever you say, let me say. He does not speak of his own abilities. He may look arrogant, but it is not of him. The reason is because he is operating in a different realms and a different dimension, and it will only take prayer to come into that possibilities. Number 7. Prayer is the calling of the supernatural to affect the natural. It is the interposition of the supernatural to change the natural. As it is in heaven, so let it be done upon the earth. Let that which exists in the supernatural, let that which exists in heaven, let it exist upon the face of the earth. Number 8, prayer is a mandate to access the supernatural. Prayer is a mandate for access into the supernatural. Prayer is a mandate for access into the supernatural. In other words, prayer gives you the legality. It gives you the right. The Bible said, now therefore, come boldly. Come boldly. There is an invitation to access the supernatural. It said, now therefore, come boldly to the throne of what? Grace. It is not come boldly to the altar of the church. But you see, prayer changes dimensions and realms. So that a man that prays finds himself before the throne of Almighty God. It is my prayer that you will experience a realm that you have never seen before. It is my prayer that in the posture of prayer, your eyes will open and you will see the throne room of God. For Isaiah chapter 6, the verse number 1, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted above the heavens, and his train filled the temple. A man had that invitation, and he said, I saw the Lord. He was seated upon the throne. It is only prayer that can give a mortal man access into the supernatural. It is my prayer that your Christian life will be extraordinary. Your Christian life will not be the same way as it is now. It is my prayer that your Christian life will buy you access into the supernatural. You will have a burning desire. You will have an earnestness in your life that you will go higher than you
are now. You will increase your level as you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that you shall test for spiritual things. You will test for the corridors of Jehovah. You will test for the chambers of the Most High, that you will not only come to the sanctuary of mortal men, but you will enter the sanctuary of Almighty God. It is my prayer that your desires will be greater. It is my prayer that you will know that you are a spirit being, and you should be entertained by spirit beings. You should be entertained by angels. Are you hearing me here, somebody? I said you are a spirit being, and you are to be entertained by angels. Your eyes is supposed to open so that you can see angels. It is not an extraordinary thing. It is the bread for the children of God. Are you hearing me here, someone? I said that is where you ought to be. That is where you have to be. And it is my prayer that from this very night, there will be a burning sensation in you. There will be something crying inside of you that, Lord, I want more. I want more. I cannot settle for this. I gotta go to a new realm. I gotta enter a new dimension. It is my prayer that somebody here, that the spirit of prayer, the unction of prayer will fall upon your life. It is my prayer that the mantle of prayer, the burden for intercession, will burn in your spirit. You will not be able to pray. In the middle of the night, you will wake up and you will groan in your spirit. Oh my God, it is my prayer that someone, you'll be going through a lot, but you will change gears in the realms of the spirit, and you will open your mouth and begin to speak in other unknown tongues that the devil cannot understand, that demons cannot decode. They will not be able to comprehend. It is my prayer, for the Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men. The Bible says, he understandeth not that which he saith. How be it, the Bible said, he prayeth and he speaketh mysteries not unto men, but the Bible said, he speak unto God. It is my prayer that you will enter that realm. I say you will speak. Men will not understand you. They will not decode your prayer, because you speak unto God. In the name of Jesus, if your beloved shout, Yehovah.
Number 8. Prayer is supreme because it does not exist between natural men. See, prayer is not a language between natural men. See, the same way I talk to Deacon Charles is not how I pray. Because Deacon Charles is a natural man. So when I talk to him within the realms of natural, within the realms of carnal, physical things. But prayer deals with the supernatural. Prayer speaks to the supernatural. And so the same way I talk to Deacon Charles, my language changed, because that which I am seeking for is bigger than the natural realms. That which I am desiring is not in the natural realms. Are you hearing me here, someone? I said prayer does not speak to mortal men. In other words, the language of prayer is different from the language of regular men. It is not the same dialogue. When I enter prayer, my language change, my posture change, my understanding change. It is my prayer that someone here tonight should be able to discern the realms of the supernatural, and you will buy into the mind of God and gain a different language and gain a different way of speaking to God. In the name of Jesus. You see, number 9, forgive me. Prayer is supreme because it is a dialogue. Sorry. Because it places the integrity of Almighty God at stake. Let me tell you something. The moment and the day you discover that it's never about you, your prayer life will change. Let me make it clear a little bit to you. One day I was in the shower, and I was praying as I entered the bathroom. Some of you sing in the bathroom. Some of us, we pray.
And I was praying and I had a problem. And I asked Almighty God a question. This is about some years ago, about 5 years ago. And I said, God, you said that if we lay hands, the sick will be healed. So what if we do it and the sick is not healed? Amen. Because I remember I used to go to programs, conferences, when I'm invited and with some crazy faith, so tomorrow bring in, it does not matter what they are sickness, even if they are blind, bring them. So one day it dawned on me, I said, God, what if they bring the blind and nothing happens? One time something happened to me. I went to a particular church to preach. And before I would preach, a certain lady was leading the praise and worship. That day when I was going, I'm telling you, my spirit was so built up. And as I was going, I said to myself, anything is possible today. In fact, the previous night service, I have already boasted in the Lord. And I have said that they should bring the cripple. They should bring the blind. They should bring anyone that is sick. And I entered the church, and even when I entered the church, my spirit was extremely high. So they asked this lady to come and lead praise and worship. Oh my God. It was as though this girl was in the shower. She had no knowledge of where she was. The girl had completely disappeared from the sanctuary. And she was wearing this very tight jeans. A very nice, tall, well-postured girl. I'm telling you. A very tight jeans. And she's leading praise and worship. And I'm telling you. She goes up and she goes down. She goes up. God have mercy. And as I was standing there. Listen to me carefully. As I was standing there, my spirit began to fall apart. And as I was hearing the praise and worship, I was looking at the keyboardist, and he was also lost and disappointed. So he looked at me and I looked at him. Then I turned away and I looked at the door. And lo and behold, they were pulling a crippled woman into the church. I said, oh Lord. Something has changed tonight. I immediately left this girl's praise and worship and went to the bathroom and began to pray for my own sake. Because at the end of the day, this girl is not the one who will be in trouble. It's me. But I had a misunderstanding of what was happening. Later on, when I was in the bathroom, and the Lord said to me, because when I asked God that question, God said something to me. God said that if you place your integrity at stake, then you'll be disappointed. But if it is my integrity that is at stake, if it is my reputation that is at stake, then you need not worry. Then in fact, it does not matter what you do, because you are not the one doing the healing. I am the one who decides to show up. Listen to me. The day I discovered that mystery and that revelation, I gained an extra boldness in everything I do. I'm telling you, it does not matter what you are going through. If you can come to a point and know that prayer places the integrity of Almighty God at stake and not your own integrity. In the olden days, when you read the Bible in the Psalms and in Daniel, it said, for your name's sake, O God, not for my name's sake, it said, for your name's sake, In other words, God, it is your name that is at stake. I am the one praying for deliverance. But if you don't do it, I am mentioned by your name. I am called by your name. I am a bona fide child of the citizen. So if you don't do it, your name is at stake. Your reputation is at stake. They will not be laughing at me, even though that is what it seems like. But in the realms of the supernatural, they are laughing at God. God becomes a laughing stock out of demons. But I pray that it will never be your portion, because it is for the sake of Almighty God. He will not do it because of you, but he will do it because of his own reputation. Are you hearing me, someone? I say he will do it to protect his throne. He will do it to protect his name. Moses said unto God, when God said, I am about to destroy Israel, Moses said unto God, he said, what would the Egyptians say? What would your enemies say that you brought us this far, that you might destroy us? And the Bible said, immediately Almighty God changed his mind. He repented of his intent. And he said, Moses, I pull back. I am telling you, somebody today, that you are a child of God. What you are going through today, it should not be a disappointment to you. It is a disappointment to Almighty God. He is committed to your deliverance. He is committed to your breakthrough. He is committed to your healing. Are you hearing me here, somebody? Don't make it about you. It's never about you. The shame you are going through is never about you. Never make it about you. Jesus. Go to the Bible, James chapter 5. I have 5 more minutes to treat today's message. God help me. It's not a long message. Listen. If only you discover the secret of praying. The secret of praying is not reading about prayer. The secret of praying is not listening to sermons about prayer. The secret of praying is praying. It's praying. Because the more you pray, look, you can begin with 2 minutes a day. But as you go forward, there will be a desire to make it 5 minutes. As you go forward, there will be a desire to make it 10 minutes. As you go forward, there will be a desire to make it 20, to make it 30. Because the moment you gain access before God, the presence is contagious. I'm telling you, someone, the presence is contagious. There were days in my life that I designed that I'll pray for 1 hour. But I realized that at the end of that 1 hour, I gained an appetite for praying. And I could not stop praying. It's just like you just ate a very good food. And even though you are full, but yet still, you do not want to quit, but you want more. It is my prayer that you will gain an appetite for prayer. It is my prayer that your appetite for prayer will come. I'm telling you. I don't know, but for a while now, every time I'm home, I become so restless, I cannot sleep on my bed. I cannot sleep on my bed. I become so restless. And my eyes open till the next morning. Every time I'm home. And yesterday as I was home and I was just lying there. And in fact, you know, nothing was happening, but the guy cannot sleep. And I began speaking to God. I began speaking to God. I began to tap and receive things that I could not have formally comprehend on my own. I will not tell you that yet. James chapter 5. Today I am dealing with the supremacy of prayer. Part 3. Prayers that avails much. Prayers that avails much. James 5:16.
Now, if we are reading from the middle of the scripture that says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So, formerly we dealt with effectual prayers. And last 2 weeks we dealt with fervent prayers. And today we are dealing with prayers that avails much. Prayers that avails much. Now, when I was, I'm a very curious Bible student, and I understand that a simple word like avail requires further inquisition. It requires further investigation of what it means. The word avail comes from an old English word translated from the Latin then to the French that means to veil. Veil. And it means to be useful. It means to be profitable. It means to be beneficial. To be useful. To be profitable. And to be beneficial. It is the same word that we get the extended version available. So, prayers that avails much. In other words, when I talk about the supremacy of prayer, what I mean is that prayer is useful. In other words, a useless person can become useful because they prayed. A person may look useless today. They may look worthless today. But let's search a person. Devote their time in prayer. Let such a person lie in the presence of Almighty God, and Almighty God will make use of a broken individual. Almighty God will make use of a heartbroken individual. For the Bible said he breaks the clay before he what? Moves it. So even when you come to him and you are whole, Almighty God does not want you to be whole. He wants you to be broken. He wants you to be useless. If you can come to that posture and you can say that I am inadequate, I am useless, that is when Almighty God can make something out of you. Today I pray for someone that when you look at yourself, you don't see nothing good coming, but by the end of tonight, let me say it again. I said by the end of tonight, let me tell somebody else, because you don't understand what I am saying. You are not living in the realms of faith. I said by the end of tonight, someone here shall become useful. I said somebody can become useful. For the Bible said, Isaiah said that I am undone. In other words, I am useless. But the Bible said, and the Lord said, that who shall we send? Isaiah said, and Isaiah said, use me. God found a man who was undone, a man that was incomplete, a man that was useless. I don't know about you here today, but if you are not smart enough, you are in the right position. If you are not adequate enough, you are in the right posture. I said, may God lift you up. May God lift you up. I said, may Almighty God lift somebody up here today. For the Bible said, they said the other time, can something good come out of Nazareth? But someone came from there. He was not born in a palace. He was not born in the palace, but he came from a manger. I am telling somebody here today, I say your story can change. You can become useful. I say you can become useful. I say you will become useful. You shall become useful. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, shout Yehovah. Prayer is supreme because prayer brings profit. The word avail means to be profitable.
Prayer is supreme because it brings profit. Isaiah chapter 55, the Bible said that come and buy without money. Madia. Yebo sikarandaya. It said, come and buy. Oh my God. My God. My God, oh, that God will cause us to enter a different realms. Oh, that God will cause us to walk in different stages of life as we have never been before. For the other time, Jesus crossed the sea, the river, and they said, Lord, you have to pay some money. The rest has to be paid. Jesus said unto Peter, go to the river, cast your net, and you will catch a fish. Open the mouth of the fish, and money is inside of the fish. My God, it only takes a man that prays, that understand how to make profit out of useless things.
Some years ago, I was praying. And I used to do some very crazy prayers. I was praying, and as I was praying, I entered a grocery store. I wanted to make some groceries. I had some money in my pocket. So I purchased the things that I wanted. And I went to the register. The guy entered the amount in the register. And I took out the money to give to him. He said, for what? You have already paid me. Now I don't know this guy from nowhere. He said, you have already paid me. He opened the register, put in the amount that he claims I've paid him, and he gave me balance. And my money was still in my hands. And I said, no, I didn't pay you yet. He said, don't argue with me, you have already paid. I took my balance, and when I got home, that was the first time I saw the scripture, Isaiah 55, come and buy without money. That was the first time ever I ever read a scripture in my life. Look, it is my prayer that God will take you somewhere you have never been before. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. See, the world is not waiting for another expositor of the gospel. Are you hearing me, someone? You see, the only time that we make the news as Christians is if we are talking about homosexuals and abortion. That is the only time that we know that Christians are alive in this nation. But you will never hear anywhere in the news, CNN, NBC, that some man, famous man who sat on Times Square has been blind for 30 years. And some church folks gathered there one day, they prayed, and this man's eyes opened. See, the world is not waiting for our too known stuff. Let me finish this quickly. Prayer is supreme because prayer is beneficial. Prayer is supreme because prayer, when the Bible said prayer avails much, that word avail means it is beneficial. It is beneficial. Listen to me. Prayer will benefit your life when you discover its technicalities. I'm telling you, you can benefit out of prayer. You can gain advantage in prayer. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. If you are in competition with a man or a woman that is very prayerful, it is unfair. Because they have advantage over you. Are you hearing me, someone? They have advantage over you. You see, the reason is because he that knows the supernatural is ahead of the natural. We don't have time. Let me give you these 3 points. Why prayers that avails much mix the person that pray unstoppable. Number one, Prayer makes the unavailable to be available. It says that it avails much. It says it avails much. In other words, that which is not available is now what? Available. And not only is it available, but it is much in availability. Are you hearing me, someone? Are you hearing me, someone? So not only is it available, but it increases in its availability. Let me give you the final point. My time is up. Let me not stress you. Number two, prayer makes tremendous power available. Now, if you read the Amplified version of that scripture we just read, it says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. It makes tremendous power available. In other words, where there is a lack of prayer, there is a lack of power. And to grow in power, you must increase your prayer life. Power is the most valuable commodity on earth. It's not money. It's not money. You see, a lot of people think that if they have money, all their problems are solved. But if you have power, all your problems are almost solved. Amen. Almost. Why would a billionaire like, what is that, Bloomberg, settle for $1 a year as his salary just so he can be the mayor of New York? Why? It is never about money. It's about power. Because power makes a useless man, a man that is unheard of, power gives him influence and affluence. Why would a man so rich desire to settle for $1 just so he can have power? Why? Why? You have to look at it from henceforth that what you must desire is not money. What you must desire is not fame. What you must desire is power. The Bible said, and Jesus came out of the wilderness under the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, from thence, the Bible said, and his fame went abroad. Power. Power brought him fame. He said, and his fame went abroad. There is this adage in the Akan language in Ghana that when you hear that they are selling power, sell your grandmother and go and buy it. When you hear that they are selling power, anyway, sell whoever is around that is precious to you and go and buy it. And when you get the power, go and get the person back. Because power does not need money to retrieve that which it lost. When you don't have power is when you need money. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The prophet said unto the woman that what can be done with you? And the woman said, listen, I am a well-to-do woman. And then the prophet made a very interesting utterance. He said, should I speak to the king for you? This guy has no money. Somehow he has connection with the king. Power. Power will take you places that wealth will never take you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It is my prayer that you will pray so that God will cause the oil of influence and the oil of affluence to pour upon your life. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Forgive me. Romans chapter 1, the verse number 16. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of what? Christ. For it is what? The power of God. See, the gospel is not anything else, but the gospel is power. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. The book of 1 Corinthians, the chapter number 4, the verse number 20, Paul said over there,
that for the kingdom of God is not in what? Words. But it is in power. He said the kingdom of God is not in words. It's not in Matthew words and arguments. We can sit and we can argue with the Buddhists and everybody else, the Confucianists and the Taoists and everyone else. But the kingdom of God is not in Matthew words. It's not in scientific methodism, but it is in power. It is in the demonstration of power. For Paul said, when I came to you, I came not with the excellency of speech and not with the wisdom of man, but I came in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. It is my prayer today that as you pray, may power come upon you. I say, may power come on you. I say, may power come on your life. I say, may power come here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this very night, the power will descend from the throne room. In the name of Jesus Christ, the things you never were able to do, today you have the ability to do it, because power is the ability. It is the rate of change at which work is done. It is my prayer tonight that you have power, that which you were never able to do. The power of the Holy Ghost will carry you to a different dimension. For the Bible said, Elijah gilded up his lions, and he said to Ahab, take your chariot and go, that the rain does not stop you. But the power of God descended upon Elijah, and the Bible said, he gilded his lions, and he ran and he overtook the chariots of Ahab. The Bible said the race is not to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, nor bread to men of wisdom and understanding. I don't know about you. It's not where you grew up. It's not who your mother is, who your father is. It's not what school you went to. It's not what portfolio you have. Elijah came from nowhere. It is the power. I said it is the power. I said it is the power. For the last shall become the first. Oh my God. And the tail shall become the head. It is the power. I said, may the power come on you. May the dunamis come on you. Shout, Yehovah.
Let's be on our feet.